Sharky is suggesting that you've been bullying the school, Wesley School, up in Auckland, and been involved in making sure that they accept his offer. What's your reaction?
I think he's trying to cover a very embarrassing mistake. No one has been near the school. No one's put weight on the school to change its mind. The principal has been very clear. She made the decision because she didn't want the offer. And I think someone's telling the truth here, and I believe her.
Why do you think she's changed her mind, though? Because initially she even gave out a cell phone number because he told her that the media would want to call her.
Well, my understanding is that the school understood that they were being offered some muesli bars, one-off offer. Sure, they might do that. Of course, to make a decision like having breakfast applied to the school would require the board to make the decision. So my understanding is that is a big decision, that they certainly didn't want to go down the road to do that. That would reflect on their school community, they thought. Their school community feeds their kids when they come to school every day, no doubt, just like Mr. Keane feeds his children, and they don't want that kind of assistance being offered. As the principal said, don't want it, don't need it, therefore they reject the offer.
Do you accept there's 15,000 New Zealand children going to school hungry every day and without lunches?
I accept there are some New Zealand children going to school, and I accept the fact that back in the 1990s, market rents, lack of jobs, slashing benefits, all the policies that Mr. Key has yet to say he won't reintroduce, in fact, he seems to be set to reintroduce the whole lot of them, as far as we can tell, caused a large number of young people to suffer the effects of poverty.
But how many do you think it is now?
Much, much reduced. In fact, what we know is that with the rollout on April this year, the final bit of Working for Families, we'll have a similar kind of statistic to the Netherlands in relation to poverty in this country. That is a phenomenal turnaround in 7 years from their policy.
So if these organisations are wrong, that's what you're saying, aren't you? You're saying these organisations are wrong by saying it's 15,000.
I'm saying that these organisations are making guesstimates, because of course that's all they can do, and they're making estimates of what they believe might be the situation. But what I'm pointing out is that people accept, of course, in all countries there are people who are not doing as well as others. 1990s, that became epidemic, as we know, as a result of the kind of policies followed by National. Have we turned that around? Yes, and if you take Wesley School at the centre of this discussion at the moment, they've rejected his offer because the school has an enormous amount of help, and of course all of these families will be accessing Working for Families packages, and they're doing better and they're managing very well and don't need his style of Tory charity.
So what's your guesstimate then, if it's not 15? You've been around a long time.
What we know is that we've got figures hopefully coming out again next year around Working for Families that'll put us, as I say, in the kind of ballpark of a country like the Netherlands, where we'll have dropped people who are in that notion of having some kind of poverty at around about 14%. Now that's lower than the 27% that we inherited from the National.
So do you think that thousands of New Zealand kids are going to school hungry and without lunches every day or not?
No, I think in many cases people were going for a variety of reasons without lunch to a local school. Some of that will come from hardship. No one's denying that there are issues like that that have to be addressed that are left over from the 1990s. We have to address that, and we have been doing a very successful job of exactly that.